This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello!
Wow, old school banger, huh?
Is it me you're looking for?
Sing it to us, Lionel.
I'm on a high after Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, that Kevin Harlan was fun. You know, at the end of that, too, when we got into the Kevin Harlan triumvirate.
Yeah.
When Harlan actually became part of the Dueling Harlans.
Yeah, the triumvirate.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to do it. Oh, I was like, oh, come on, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And me and DeAndre were looking at each other like, is he going to do it? Yeah. We're cheering for victory.
You got it, DeAndre?
I got all that.
How about just the part where Harlan goes play-by-play on me and Sedano?
That was great. Yeah? Honestly, that was really good.
You got that part?
Well, you liked it because he had you dunk in my face.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You were Austin Reeves, and I was going right over you. You feel me?
Exactly.
That's the part
I want to hear.
That's
why I got to get Breen on now. He put the pressure on Breen. I'm going to have to text Breen.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear, DeAndre, if you got that from the very end of it. You got it? All right, let's hear it.
I'm going to get it right now.
Hold on. All right. He's going to get it right now.
Cappy.
Yo.
The Dodgers are playing good baseball, okay? But Ohtani, I mean, those first eight games, he wasn't Ohtani. You know what I'm saying? Like, and maybe some of the maybe it was a combination of things. Obviously, he's coming off the surgery, right? Like, that's part of it.
Okay.
There's the whole scandal, right? He's on a new team. You know, new league, which people is not as big an adjustment as it used to be because there's a lot more interleague play, but still somewhat of an adjustment. It's not like they play the American League teams all the time, you know? So, first eight games, Shohei Ohtani, 242 batting average, only a 631 OPS, three extra base hits. In his last five games, he's batting 500, a 1.704 OPS, which is astronomical. Like, it's not even, it's like unheard of. And then he's got eight extra base hits. He's got three home runs. I mean, he's heating up. He's hitting over 300. Mookie's hitting over 300. Freeman's hitting over 300. It may be the best 1-2-3 in a lineup we've ever seen.
Might be, assuming everybody stays healthy. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm going to tell everybody this, and you guys tell me where you're at on this, because I'm just going to be transparent about the whole thing.
You haven't watched a second of it.
No, it's not that I haven't watched a second of it. It's just that I haven't watched a lot of it. You know? Well, I mean, seriously, like, I got really into the women's NCAA tournament.
And then Rachel. Okay?
Well, I got really into the women's NCAA tournament.
And then you had to go somewhere with Rachel, I'm sure.
Right, so
between, and I'm not saying this as a negative,
no,
right?
But you
have a life, I get it.
No,
you know?
but I'm going to say Caitlin Clark, number one.
Right.
Okay. NCAA basketball tournament, number two.
Right.
And so so the start of baseball, the first, call it like 12 games of the baseball season.
Yeah.
I've been much more into the Caitlin Clark final three games.
Right.
And then the final four of the men's championship, and then the men's championship last night. And so I've been watching these shows on Spectrum.
Right.
Where they do like these Dodger recaps, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've kind of caught the glimpses of highlights and kind of the abbreviated games.
Wait, you haven't been watching the Dodgers Blue Review?
No, I haven't, actually.
With Bergie?
No, I haven't been watching any of that.
You should be watching that.
And Parker Bell?
Yeah.
No, the answer is no.
The Blue Review is presented by LAX, where changes in the air, by the way.
Okay.
You should be watching that. Instead of just Spectrum recaps, watch the Blue Review.
Well,
I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Well, I haven't watched it yet. So I guess what I'm getting at is through the first 12 games of the baseball season, or 13 games, I followed the stats. I see, you know, the Ohtani home run, George, the first home run that he hit. I was more interested in the story of how, like, the Dodgers security went to the girl who got the ball and then separated her and her boyfriend so that the two of them couldn't come up with a negotiation.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, because I asked George if he heard about it, and he said he wasn't super familiar with what happened. And I think that girl totally got hosed.
Oh, she did get hosed.
She got hosed big time.
Yeah.
So you didn't know anything about this, right, George?
I mean, I saw the headline, but I didn't really get a chance to really dive into the story.
But in all seriousness, like at the beginning of the baseball season, as baseball starts, and like, people get excited for opening day, but then again, for me, I got really into the women's basketball tournament, which is something I've never been into before this year. And then I was into the men's tournament, which is something I'm usually into. So for the first, like, other than opening day, the first, call it, week and a half of baseball, how much How much have you sat down and hardcore watched inning by inning thus far?
Of their 12 games, I've probably watched like 4 full ones.
Okay, you got me beat by a lot.
Yeah, and then I've watched probably like several innings of like a handful of others.
Yeah, well, I'll make my comeback here shortly. But yeah, listen, just looking at the numbers, you're right, George. I mean, listen, Ohtani has gone crazy in the last 5 games. Mookie got off to a ridiculously hot start. Freddie Freeman is what you expect from an all-star of his
Mookie
caliber.
I mean, Mookie Betts is leading the league in home runs, him and Mike Trout.
What does he have now total?
5. Him and Trout both have 5.
Yeah.
They're tops of the majors.
I feel like Mookie hit a home run in like the first 3 games of the season, you know?
So. And Marcelo Zuna also is tied with them from the Braves.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, listen, I will admit, I'm admitting to everybody, I have not yet jumped both feet into baseball season. In fact, you know that the Dodgers play a day game on, what's today? Today's Wednesday? The Dodgers play a day game tomorrow or is it the next day? I don't know. I feel like I want to go see a Dodger game.
Usually it's Thursdays or
getaway
games. Yeah. Right. So, Cappy, I got a trivia question for you.
All right, hit me. A Sedano sigh. Oy vey.
I just want to. I'm curious. Lindsay knows the answer to this because I brought it up to her.
I told him I would never guess it in a million years. So.
And she wouldn't have based on what I told her.
Okay.
All right. Which Japanese-born player in Dodgers history has the most home runs total?
Which Japanese...
Now, Shohei has 3, just so you know.
So I was going to say Shohei.
Shohei has 3. Now, that could be the most. You never know. Is that your answer?
That is my answer, but hold on a second. Let me just give this a little noodling here, okay? Mm-hmm. Which Japanese-born player has the most home runs in Dodger history? That's the question, right?
Correct.
Now, I feel like I'm going to get tripped up here because I feel like you've used the phrase Japanese-born. And I wonder if this is a Japanese player or if this is somebody who happened to be born in Japan.
Well, I don't know. It's for you to decipher.
How many home runs does Dave Roberts have in his career?
You look this up.
I swear to God.
Lindsay, do you believe
to God on my life?
I said.
No way he didn't look this up.
I swear to God on my life.
I literally, in the show
you said don't look it up. You
said don't look it up. Don't cheat and don't look it up.
Wait, am I right?
Yes,
I don't know.
Okay, now wait a second, because here's the thing.
He's right.
The way you said it, though, was Japanese-born player.
You're so full of crap.
I'm telling you right now.
You looked it up. It's the blenders. You can't see it.
Dude, listen to me.
I should not have written what the question
all right,
was.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
On my children's.
Who's second?
I have no idea.
Okay, guess.
Shohei Ohtani?
No.
Oh, who is it?
Hideo Nomo.
I would never have gotten
that. Has 4 home runs.
The way you said the question, because I know earlier today you were like, listen, I got this question, don't look it up. And of course I didn't, because I didn't have time to look it up.
No, Cap, you're the kind of person where if you say don't look it up, that's the first
thing
you're
going to
do.
But I didn't. In this particular case, I did not do that. And so when you said it on the air, which Japanese-born player, I knew that Dave Roberts was like half Japanese,
yes.
but he's American. You know what I mean? Grew up in San Diego, went to UCLA. He's an American guy, but he was born in Japan. And the way you said it, it was like a question on Jeopardy, where they sort of are inspiring you. They're kind of giving you the answer, but you just have to listen carefully.
Yeah.
I'm a freaking genius, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Did you know that when you guys were buds? Like, is that how you found this out?
That he was born in Japan?
Yeah, because I didn't know that.
I knew that because Dave's dad... There's a story, I think, I want to say Dave's dad was in the military.
Yeah, in Okinawa.
Yes, and his mom is Japanese, and his dad was black. And I remember being with Dave and his family on a night where he was inducted into the San Diego Hall of Champions, which is a big honor for a guy if you're from that hometown. And I was with Dave and his family and took pictures. I don't even know why, but I guess because his dad was a big listener. You know, his dad was a big fan.
Oh, I loved this was before the Cappy Cast.
This is the old school. This is the old Scott and BR show.
This is Scott and BR, right?
Yeah, so Dave's dad was a big listener, a big fan. You know, Dave's dad is no longer with us, RIP. But the way you asked the question kind of gave it away.
Mm. Okay. Well, I needed to be factually correct, you know?
Well, very good job by you.
The Dodgers
What was the answer? How many does Dave have?
7.
So Ohtani's got 3 and Dave's got 7?
He'll probably pass him by next week.
Oh my God, that's
hilarious.
He's
going to break his own manager's record.
And I don't even know, how long did Dave really play for the Dodgers? Not long.
Not that long.
He was no home run hitter, that's for sure.
And the business effect is already taking in. The Dodgers have inked three deals with Japanese companies in the last week.
Really? Do we know what companies they are?
One of them is the airline, as an airline. The other one is like an adhesive, like a glue, right? And then there's a third one, which I don't remember.
It's kind of ironic that they would have an adhesive for a base, you know, a baseball team.
Right, right. Yeah.
Just given all the, you know, all the stuff going on with the adhesive and pitching and the injuries. Yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't they put some adhesive on his bat, like wrap it around his bat? You know what I mean?
So the Dodgers, listen, that contract's going to get, you know, you don't have to raise the Michelada prices, bro. You guys are raking in cash, okay? We know.
$30.
Yeah, how about do everybody else a break, you know? By the way, big series coming up this weekend. I was looking at the schedule because I was thinking that this week I was going to be able to go to a day game. I guess I got my scheduling wrong. Yeah. But this weekend is going to be a fun series to go to. I won't, unfortunately, make any of these games, but Padres-Dodgers, first one of the season.
Oh, the gutty little Padres won yesterday.
That was a crazy comeback because they were down 8-0 to the Cubs, and I was watching the UConn game, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to watch this game. And 8-0, and then all of a sudden they made this spectacular comeback.
Didn't I tell you how it was going to play out yesterday?
You did. It was the formula that UConn's used all along, which is, you know, the games are sort of competitive and close in the first half, and it's blowout city in the second half. In fact, there's some numbers that say that, you know, they're the most dominant championship team because of their margin of victory. So, you know, after the game last night, when their coach was talking about, you know, more impressive than what Florida did, more impressive than what Duke did when they won back-to-back titles, I mean, they just killed everybody. They were 12-0 over the last 2 years, obviously, in the NCAA tournament, and they just, their average margin of victory, I want to say, was double digits. That's stats for you right there,
off
people.
Off the top of your dome.
That's stats is what that is.
Yeah, off the top
those
of your dome.
Those are statistics for those of you who don't know the abbreviations.
Hey, Cappy, you know what you could also get there is, you know, your friends at Coors, I'm sure, are stocked up there pretty well before we get to Radio Tinder.
You know what? Rachel the other day opened my refrigerator at my house, and she said, who's got all the Coors Light in the refrigerator? And I said, I do. And she said, oh, wow. Got a whole bunch of Coors Lights in the fridge. That's right, I do. Icy cold Coors Light, those silver bullet cans. When the mountains are blue, it's time for Coors Light. And I'll tell you this right now. Listen, whether it's the beach or it's the tacos or the vibes, I mean, we are Southern California, and that's what Coors Light does, keep Southern California chill all season long. So if you want to pick up some Coors Light, you can do that, obviously. You can have it delivered, which is like a whole new world. So listen, I'll remind you, always drink responsibly. But when you're out having a good time, crispy, clean, cold, refreshing, icy cold, Coors Light.
Thanks, Christopher. Also, we're playing The Price is Right because on this day, back in 1998, The Price is Right aired its milestone 5,000th episode. Every prize given away in that episode was a car. I would love to be on that episode.
1998, really? I'm guessing Bob Barker was still around back then.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
I do remember it well.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if Geeter's still listening, he was a Price is Right guy.
He was?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've always wanted to, like, go on a day off and just go and see if I could get picked. They say you have to be, like, really over the top and, you know, extra to be picked from the line while you're waiting to, like, be
on
the show.
You could do that.
I could totally do that. They always want, like, people with matching T-shirts and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Hey, those blenders you're rocking today that you took from me, those are looking good.
And by the way, before I get started with Radio Tinder, don't forget that the Blue Review with Corporate Greg is back. Don't miss your first chance to talk about the boys in blue in your morning. Weekdays at 9:30 a.m. on the ESPN LA YouTube channel, the Blue Review is presented by LAX, where change is in the air. All right, so do a little quick Radio Tinder here so we can get back on track. But Apple's vision for the future could involve an autonomous robot butler. The proposed robot is intended for home use and could follow its users around. The idea would be for it to take care of everyday chores like cleaning up and washing dishes. Sounds kind of like, what's the name from the Jetsons? What was the robot's name?
Oh, Rosie.
Rosie. Sounds like Rosie from the Jetsons to me. So would you guys be down with a robot butler if Apple made one? Swipe left or swipe right? George.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need a Rosie. I'm straight. I'm good with that. I just, you know, like, I saw these little robot carts delivering stuff while I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and it's like, I haven't seen a ton in L.A.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Dude, they're all over. In particular,
downtown.
In West Hollywood, dude, forget it. The streets are littered with these little, like, I don't even know what you call them.
They're like coolers on wheels.
Yes, that's right.
And they have little flags that stick out.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, DeAndre?
They are like coolers on wheels. That's a
good
description.
That's
a very good description of what they
are. Wait, you know, I got to send you guys. I can't believe I've never sent you this in the group chat. There's a security robot that would rover around outside of my apartment complex when I was living downtown, and my dog would always get in fights with it because it looks kind of like a Rosie. And I guess the idea is for it to just kind of like keep people away from, you know, interrupting things, I guess, in the middle of the night, you know, keep the homeless away, stuff like that. So my dog, every time he would see it, for some reason, the robot would go towards Chewy and he would freak out and, like, you know, he'd lunge at it and woof at it. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite direction of George here. If you're telling me that I could get a robotic butler to do what chores? Like you said,
cleaning up after the house, washing dishes, doing laundry.
Totally. I'm the worst when it comes to washing dishes. I will literally let dishes sit in the sink for a week. I know it sounds disgusting. It's bad habit.
Gross,
I know it's gross. I agree. But I rarely eat at home. Like, I'm just not, like, I don't cook that much. But man, I'm telling you, I just don't do dishes. I know it's not that hard. I'll do them at Rachel's house, no problem. I want her house to be nice and clean, pristine. My house, I don't care. But I'll do the butler.
I couldn't live without a dishwasher, that's for sure.
That didn't sound right when I said I would do the butler, did it?
No, it didn't. But I think you knew what you were doing.
No, I messed up.
All right, really quick, one more here. So a bill has been introduced in California legislature that would give employees the right to disconnect from their jobs during non-working hours. So the bill was introduced in February, and it would allow employees to disconnect from all communications from their employer when they're off of work. Obviously, there would be stipulations as far as, like, defining the work hours and the forms of communication that were prohibited, which would be like email, phone, text, whatever. Do you guys think that this is something that would get passed in California? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left, and I'm going to say I don't think it'll get passed, and I hope it doesn't get passed. Listen, here's the thing. Everybody deserves their time away from work. Everybody deserves their time off, okay? But we are now living and working in an over-caffeinated environment, and we're also working in a world where your smartphone keeps you connected at all times. Email, text messaging, Slack communication, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. My point is that every way to communicate with somebody is in the pocket now. And so we're living in a 24/7 world. If you're a 9-to-5 person, you're not an employee that people are going to want, because people want employees who go above and beyond. Am I wrong here?
I think employers want that, but I think that employees would prefer more time, is what I would say, or more division between
work-life separation.
To have a better work-life balance. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I can appreciate that. I'm not knocking it, okay? But I feel like I'm a 24/7 person, and I feel
Well, we know, because you've told us I'm not out of pocket today.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, listen, I'm on vacation, but if you guys need me, let me know. You know, I'm here. I mean, if anybody needs me, let me know. I just feel like, you know, listen, we communicate all day long. We communicate late into the night. We communicate on weekends.
I think one of those things where it's like if it gets to be like a problem or problematic, or like an employer starts to hold it against somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, then that's different.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, we communicate about, like, most of the time it's like fun, funny things going on and like things that we could bring up on the show, or just things going on in our lives.
But that is work.
It's I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, it is, but we also don't have the traditional work. Yeah. So I think that's also different to Lindsay's point.
But I feel bad. I'll give you guys an example. I feel bad, right? So, like, I got two guys who work with me on the CappyCast. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I start texting these fools. Okay? And it used to be like, hey, come on, man. Don't text me at 6 o'clock in the morning. Can't you wait till like 9 o'clock in the morning?
Were you surprised you saw my email so early in the morning today?
I saw your email. It was at like 4 something in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this mother effer is emailing me at 4 something in the morning. I realized you were on the East Coast. And I was like taking great pride in knowing that I was emailing you back, I want to say like before 6 a.m.
Yeah.
6 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
So I was like, he emailed me at 4:37 in the morning. I emailed him back at 5:55 a.m. And I take pride in that.
I feel bad texting like you guys before like 8 a.m.
I mean, I'm not going to know.
Like, Yeah, to your point.
Like, I got the do not disturb
on. Yeah, I
don't even know how to turn the do not disturb.
No, we know that.
I put mine on all the time. Like, a lot of times if I get off work and I had a bad day, I just turn it on.
Yeah. You don't know how to do that?
I don't know how to turn on do not disturb.
Oh, God.
And by the way,
you know what Cappy's do not disturb is? Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agave is available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. We got to get Harlan some Tequila Mandala.
You know, that's a great idea because I got Jim Nance Tequila Mandala. And Harlan, it'd be great to give Kevin Harlan some Tequila Mandala. We got any here at the office? I'll bring it to him tonight.
Maybe. Maybe we'll give it
to him. I'll find out.
No, I mean, don't give it to him. I don't think you can bring it into the arena, though.
You don't think they'll let me bring it in with my credential?
No.
They'll probably let you put it in your bag.
You could take, like, you know, depending on where he's staying, like, you know, if he's staying close by, you could take it to his hotel. I think that's something.
I'm going to talk to Kevin about what his post-game dinner plans are.
Oh, there probably is a post-game dinner, unless he's taking some sort of red-eye, but,
which could definitely be the case. Today is, Tuesday? Might he have another game Wednesday or Thursday? If not, you know, this guy travels like nobody, man. I mean, nobody goes harder on the road than Kevin Harlan.
No doubt. All right, Cappy, coming up next, I think we need to do a reassessment, let's call it. Maybe not a mea culpa, but a reassessment on one particular Laker, okay? We'll get to that. But first, at LAX, speaking of flying around, changes are arriving daily. To help transform the travel experience, the LAX Economy parking structure is now open with thousands of smart parking spaces, as well as hundreds of EV charging stations. Guys, modernized terminals have biometric gates for faster boarding. A new facility will have all major rental car brands under one roof when your friends and family come to visit. And soon, the People Mover train will connect them all. All right? Connect the terminals, travelers to LA Metro. So, yeah, if you're a local, you don't even need a car to get to LAX down the road. Eventually, that thing will be up, and it will make your life easy. At LAX, changes arriving daily to reduce traffic, save guests time, and transform the travel experience. For more information, go to their website, flylax.com/transforming LAX. That's flylax.com/transforming LAX.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Sedano and Cap, we got 35 more minutes to go before we turn it over to Lakers basketball.
Yeah.
Come on now. Stick to the code, Cappy.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving everybody fair warning tonight. Megan Thee Stallion, girl, I'm looking for you at the game tonight, girl.
Right.
Okay? And
oh my gosh,
I'm going to walk up on you.
Be careful, Kevin. Don't say that.
I'm going to do a Rambo, okay?
No. You can't say that to her, the people.
What do you mean? I'm just going to give her a hug.
No. You don't know, like, the history
just
there.
Just trust me, dog. You don't want to say that.
What's the problem?
Just trust us.
Both of those two things you said,
do
not say
those.
Will
you just trust us for once in your life?
I trust you guys, but I can't hug Megan Thee Stallion? Or the Stallion,
just don't say what you were just saying. You got to be careful with the lingo with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's like from one of my favorite songs.
You get yourself in some trouble, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just saying. Yes. There's like a history.
Google. Oh, I don't know anything about the history.
That's the point. Just.
Well, I am gonna start doing some twerking videos and sending them to her on Instagram, because apparently everybody sends her their twerking videos. She's amazing. What a twerker.
You should do that, and she can say, yo, Cappy, you a freak.
Yeah. What a twerker she is.
Yeah.
God, she's
Cappy,
amazing.
Cappy, you a freak, man.
Thank you, dog. Hey, George, let me run something by you here real quick.
Sure.
Because you said there was a mea culpa that we had to do with the Lakers.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's do that in the next segment, though. Okay. We'll have more time. We're going to have a little short segment here.
Okay, let me run something by you here. Yeah. My prize picks tonight. Let me give you where my head's at. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
So, look, I feel like tonight's game, the Lakers game, is an absolute must-win game for the Lakers. Okay?
Yes.
You're at home. You're playing against a team that's beaten you twice in the last two times you've played them. This is a division and conference rival, if you will. This is superstars versus superstars, and obviously jockeying for playoff position, right? LeBron, who did not play on Sunday, comes out tonight on national television on TNT with Kevin Harlan calling the game, and LeBron for more than 25 points tonight. That's how I played it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, I put LeBron together with Luka Doncic. Now, today is Taco Tuesday on Prize Picks, so they give you a nice discount. They give you a 10% discount on Luka. Now, I don't know if you're following this right now or not. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter, Dallas is leading Charlotte 61-40. Luka already has 24 points. Listen to how I played Luka tonight.
Yeah.
To go for more than 45.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
More. Oh, man, he's already got 24,
he's got
right?
24 points. Yeah. Right. So I played it there. Now, I've decided I'm going to add a third part to all of this so that instead of going for 3-1, I'm going to try and go to 5-1. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You saw last night Tatis hit a game-winning home run. Padres were down 8-0. Then all of a sudden they were down 8-7. Tatis hit a two-run home run. Padres win the game 9-8, right?
Yeah.
I'm playing Tatis tonight for less than 1.5 bases. Because generally the pattern goes that when they hit well and they score, the next day they come back and they don't. So I'm playing Tatis for less than 1.5 bases. I got LeBron for more than 25. I've got Luka for more than 45.5 combined. And I've got Tatis for less than 1.5 bases. All of this is happening on Prize Picks right now. Use my code CAPPY for a first-time deposit match of 100% up to $100. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app. And if you haven't done it by now, let's go, dude. What are you waiting for? Because now it's baseball season and it's really ready to time. You know, it's really time to get ready to go. So what do you think about my plays tonight, George?
I love them, Cappy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like your chances.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's do the mea culpa on the other side, potentially. Okay. Mea culpa. Maybe mea culpa. Maybe a little reassessment. How about that?
I like it.
All right, let's do that. Big game for the Lakers coming up at 5:30 is when we begin our coverage. Stick around. We're back for 30 more minutes. 710 ESPN.
What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is with what we all need to know. Lindsay Baseball standing by.
She'll do that part. Thanks, Cappy. All right, so Missy Elliott is about to do something that she's never done before in her whole career. She's headlining her very first tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's, of course, sold 40 million records worldwide, and she's going to perform in 24 cities this year, and she's going to be with Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ciara, huh?
Yep. That's really? Russell Wilson.
Right, does that mean Russ is going to be in the house?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's Missy's first ever tour she's headlining, right?
Yep.
I have not heard that.
Yep, and she's going to be at Crypto.com Arena here on July 11th.
Holla!
Yeah, so that's something where I feel like you might want to check that one out, Kathy.
July
11th? Yep.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second. July 11th, that's a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like a Thursday to me, July
11th. It is a Thursday, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because July 12th.
Well, I know because July 12th is first day of Summer League, so
well,
I know that.
No, no, it's also July 12th is also the ESPN 710 softball all-star festivities.
Oh, that's right. You're right. That was a whole thing last week. Cappy, remember when you used to do Missy Elliott's song?
Yeah, love that song.
You should like have her on the show. You should have her on the show.
And
that
then
week,
you can do the ding, 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 ding.
I love Missy Elliott. I would love to give Missy Elliott a big hug. I mean, besides Megan Thee Stallion, Missy Elliott is kind of more my speed. You feel me? Bing, ding, 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 yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What's up, DeAndre?
I see you, Cap.
You feel me?
I feel you, dog.
Yeah, you do. DeAndre, guess what tonight is?
It's tonight.
Tonight is a big night.
You're going to get your freak on?
Not only am I going to get my freak on, but I'm going to put my Travis Scott's on. Oh, yeah. Oh, tonight's the kind of night where I break out the Travis Scott's.
It is.
You know? Well, because you may run into Megan Thee Stallion.
Right. So the thing is this, like when you see me coming at you, you're like, who is this guy? You know, somebody sent me an email from ESPN, George. You know what they called me? I don't know if it was an insult or a compliment. You know what they called me?
What?
The middle-aged McAfee. That's what this guy emailed me from ESPN.
That's kind of appropriate. Yeah.
He goes, I hear you're the middle-aged McAfee. I'm like, do I know you? All right. So now. And I thought also, I'm like, okay, you know what? He's from Pittsburgh. He was a punter at West Virginia. You know, I was the kicker at Pitt, blah, 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 blah. I could understand the whole middle-aged McAfee thing. But tonight, when I show up at the Laker game, I'm breaking out those Travis Scotts tonight. You know, it's okay. it's a special occasion.
Gots to.
This is only the third time I'm wearing them. You know, only the third time.
Yeah, because you wore them for the, you know, Yachtly crew.
How did you know?
Hey, look, I saw the Instagram post. I did a little fit check on you, man.
You did?
I did. I had to.
What'd you know, think?
You've been kind of fly.
Yeah?
You know, the Travis Scotts, you know, they compliment, you know, what you're wearing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be rocking the Travis Scotts tonight, faux shizzle.
Oh, people are going to notice them.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. No matter where you get those from.
Yeah. Now, like tomorrow night, for example, if I go to the Clippers and the Suns game, I'm not wearing the Travis Scotts.
Nah, not for Clippers.
No, hell no.
Nah.
You know, that's when I wear the Snoop Dogg Skechers.
That's right.
You see the difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Travis Scott on Laker game, especially against Golden State, the Snoop Dogg Skechers on the Clippers and the Suns game.
I feel you on that one.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right, George, you were saying.
I was saying, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what I was saying.
You were saying that there's a mea culpa.
Oh, that. I thought you were talking, referencing your fit. I'm sorry.
No. The fit is just, you know, that's a me and DeAndre thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, DeAndre looks to me as like, hey, man.
Well, I mean, DeAndre, actually, if anyone wears, you know, I wear a lot of fly shoes, Cappy. They get a lot of compliments on game days when I'm working games. So,
yeah,
you know,
but DeAndre looks at me and he's like, this Cap. This middle-aged McAfee.
Right, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I
feel like DeAndre, so what you're saying is DeAndre has more faith in me to dress properly than you, is what you're saying.
No, what I was going to say was that DeAndre looks to me as a fashion plate that he tries to follow my fit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no, he looks at me and he looks at my drip.
I don't believe that at all.
And he goes, yo, Cap, you be looking pretty drippy. You know what I'm saying?
Drippy Cappy.
Is that what he said? Drippy Cappy?
That's exactly what he said.
Drippy Cappy.
Drippy Cappy. Yeah. Is what
that
he
sounds
said.
Really gross.
Right. And so
it really does.
Consequently.
It sounds like something you don't want in your life. they gave you a drippy cappy?
So DeAndre's now all, he's like, yo, drippy cap, what's going on with them pants, yo? You know, and then he's like, oh, what's up with them Travis Scotts? You know, and then what's up with that shirt? And so now he just tries to dress like me.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
No more drippy cappy. Please don't use that phrase because now I'm going to think.
Yeah, you don't want a drippy cappy. That's true. Yeah. Definitely
I believe that drippy cappy will come at a later age.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Oh, my God.
So, Cappy.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming around at a later age, I am a firm believer in sports that, and again, I'm not an absolutist, as you know, but more times than not, that after a certain amount of time you've been a professional athlete, you kind of are what you are. You know what I mean by that? Like from a personality standpoint, skill set, et cetera. After about 10 years or so, or in that range, 8 to 10 years, you kind of are a formed player. Would you agree with that mostly?
Well, I would agree with it, but you know, I'm not an absolutist in case you don't know that.
I do know that.
Okay, just so you know.
But you generally would agree that most players after like, you know, somewhere in the 7 to 10, 8 to 10 years or whatever, they're formed players, right?
And that's who they are. That's what they do. I mean, listen, I think of Michael Jordan and the latter part of his career going from high-flying dunk guy to fadeaway jump shot guy. But most guys don't do what Michael Jordan did or what LeBron is doing this year, which is becoming a better three-point shooter.
Yeah, and by the way, it doesn't have to be great, like the greatest of all time type players. I'm talking about just even good players or role players or whatever. So D'Angelo Russell is a good player, okay? But he's matured in a way that I didn't think was possible at this stage of his career, like I was just discussing. He's 28 years old. He's been in the league for nearly a decade at this point. Now, I may still ever be so slightly skeptical about the postseason. I still need to kind of see it to believe it a little bit. But I'm definitely feeling better about him heading into these playoffs because we talked about this earlier. Since February 1st, the Lakers are 21-8. They have the best record in the West, tied with Denver and Dallas, second best in the NBA behind Boston. They've done a fantastic job offensively because they're not turning the ball over, which has also helped their defense be a lot better. And they're moving the ball at an incredible pace. And D'Angelo Russell, remember months ago we were talking about, is he going to fit? You know, he doesn't seem like he's all in on the team concept of what they want him to do. He is fit. To his credit, he has made it work. I didn't know if he was mature enough to make it work in that way. And he has really impressed me in a way that I didn't think, again, was possible at this stage of his career because most players at this stage of their careers are formed players. Usually what happens is guys will change, but it's usually towards the end of their careers, not at this point when they're still in their primes. So I want to give – I give D'Angelo a lot of grief, or I have given him, and I want to give him some credit.
Listen, he didn't exactly play great on Sunday when, you know, the Lakers could have really used him because Anthony Davis went out.
But overall, and, during the season, right, he's played well for them.
And LeBron wasn't playing. And if there was a guy that you were looking at to say, hey, you know, can you carry us tonight? D'Angelo Russell went 1-for-7 from three-point range, and it was Rui Hachimura who scored 30 points.
And that's what I'm afraid of come postseason time. But I think overall, look, it's the regular season. There's going to be nights that you're going to have a clunker. But I think that when LeBron and AD have played, and they have played a lot recently, D'Angelo has fit the role of third or fourth best player on a given night really well for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, listen, let's think about where we were when the Lakers won the in-season tournament, right? Not long after the in-season tournament, D'Angelo Russell had, I want to say, the first episode of his podcast. None of us knew that he had a podcast, but
correct,
then again, everybody has a podcast, so why not D'Angelo, right?
Yeah.
So in that podcast, we had gotten this audio where he said, look, here's the kind of player I am. I'm not a, catch and shoot player, right? And it turns out that he's actually wrong. He is
he's a really good catch and shoot player.
That's exactly right. He said, I'm not this, but in actuality, that is what he is. He's a very, very good catch and shoot three-point shooter. And it's been proven time and time again this year. So at that point, where D'Angelo Russell made these comments on this podcast of what he is, what he isn't, how the Lakers should be using him, how they are using him, et cetera, it sounded like a guy who was not a good teammate, who was not understanding his role, who didn't know whose team he played on, and I could keep going on and on and on. Well, you know what? Honestly, it's okay to admit when you're wrong. And I stand corrected because back then, I was saying, get rid of him. He's a cancer. He's bad for your locker room. He doesn't understand that he's on LeBron's team. Guess what? He came around. And I think, George, the turning point was around the trade deadline when most of us assumed he would be traded because his contract was trade friendly. And when he didn't get traded, that's when, in my opinion, a spark went off like, okay, I'm here. And now I can just be, I can play free.
Yeah, I agree with that, perhaps. And what I would also add is he's given himself more options this offseason, right? Where I don't believe he's going to opt into his $18 million deal. I think he's going to opt out. And I think that the Lakers will probably go big fish hunting, right? Or big game hunting. And D'Angelo will be a secondary or tertiary option, which is still not a bad option to have. But he's going to want more years at 28 years old, and he's going to want more than $18 million a year probably, and he's kind of played his way into that. So he has also bet on himself a little bit, and good for him in that regard.
If I were him, and I know that most people are going to hear me and go, you're out of your mind, if I were him, I would opt in. I would not opt out. I'd take that $18 million next year. I'd continue to play for the Lakers. I'd continue to live in L.A. I would continue to play with and around LeBron James. I would take my chance that, you know what? I'm going to be part of this team. I'm opting in. I'm making my $18 million. I might be able to make more somewhere else. Maybe I'll make more somewhere else the following year. But I want to play out the LeBron James career. I want to be here for what might be the last year or the last 2 years of LeBron's career. I want to take my chances with LeBron.
I don't think he's going to opt in. I mean, I that sounds cute, but that's not the reality of the situation.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
I would say the Lakers are going big fish hunting, big game hunting, however you want to call it.
Well, okay? I mean, there's big fish fishing, and then there's big game hunting. There's two totally different things, yet they're doing the same thing.
Right.
Because sometimes you go for big fish.
Yeah, big fish hunting.
Big fish fishing.
Big fish fishing.
I think Cap's right. It's big fish fishing. Also, okay. what is the other word that you said before? Turbulent?
Tertiary.
Tertiary.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either, but it's really a good word.
It was a good. I didn't want to interrupt you because you were going, right. But I just wanted to bring it up. That's a good 50-cent word, as we used to like to call it. 50-cent word.
What does tertiary mean?
Ay, Cappy.
What does it mean? Tertiary
means like beyond the first or second options, like third in line, basically.
Oh, tertiary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even DeAndre's got his hands over his face like,
You're like
tertiary.
A walking thesaurus, George.
Tertiary. Can you use that in a sentence, please? Can you...
You got to use that in your next game, George.
Right. Tertiary.
No, actually, when I do games, I don't like to do that because I think that it you know, you want to be... You know, your audience is more broad. You know what I mean? So I think that you want
to
be...
Wait a second. You're saying that people who listen to this show would understand what tertiary means, but people
who
listen to games
don't? No, but we're doing a public service on the show.
He has a good point.
I mean,
we're helping expand people's vocabularies, whereas when you're watching a game, you're just like, yo, shut up. I just want to watch the game. Right. Why you got to talk to me like that?
Why you got to think you're Dennis Miller and think that you know the vocabulary better than I do? What are you, smarter than me?
Exactly.
Come on.
Oh, what, are you better than me?
Come on, Dennis Miller.
So I think during a game that's different, I think on this show, I think, you know, it's like a word of the day. It's kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Okay,
you know?
I like that. The Sedano word of the day is very good.
Right. So there you go. But I think D'Angelo, you know, I think the Lakers are going to go big game hunting, okay?
Okay.
And I think they're going to go after Trae Young or Donovan Mitchell or someone like that, right? They're going to try to make a deal with the three picks they have. Like, the fact they didn't trade D'Angelo, although they did try, clearly, to your point, Cappy, and I think Rob Pelinka made the quote, or had the quote after the trade deadline of, you know, you can't buy somebody's house if they don't want to put it up for sale, right? So that's just kind of where the Lakers were, but it benefited them long-term because now they have three picks to trade, and they can legit make one last run in the LeBron James, Anthony Davis era.
Yeah, and the Bronny James era, too. Don't forget, because he'll be on the team next year, too.
I mean, listen, I saw Mark Jackson talk about that. He thinks, why wouldn't you take Bronny James and just develop him? That's what NBA teams do now. They take a lot of... Look, that's what a lot of guys do. They take... Look, the Lakers took Scottie Pippen's son and put him on the G League roster. Now, I know he's in Memphis now, but he was for 2 years on the G League roster, and up and down, he was a two-way player.
Dude,
right?
I'm not downing on it. I fully expect it.
So it was, they did it with Scottie's son, Scottie Pippen Jr.
Hey, by the way, in our group chat, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Geeter has just chimed in.
Oh, yeah, he talked to Harlan. Yeah.
Well, I think for anybody that may have missed what happened earlier in the show, as we get ready tonight now, for the final segment going into Lakers and Warriors.
How about you tease this so we can do this in the last segment?
That's exactly what I'm doing. Oh. As we get ready to go into Lakers Warriors, you have to hear what happened earlier today with Kevin Harlan. How about that?
And Geeter.
Oh, yeah, him too.
Sort of, right. All right, next. But first, let me tell you about my guy Jacob and Ronnie. Listen, you've been injured in an auto accident. My guy Jacob wants everyone to think about their long-term health. What does that mean exactly? Well, Jacob gets calls every day from people who were a year or two ago were in an accident, but they never went to see the doctor. And then 6 months or a year later, they're feeling intense back pain or something like that. And they think it was from the accident. But here's the deal. They never went to see a doctor. They couldn't document it. So it's nearly impossible to prove now. So now that person has to pay out of pocket and deal with the doctor's bills. Instead of all that, if you're injured in an accident, don't wait. Call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. Jacob and his team will schedule the doctor's appointment for you so you can get the care you need right away while not paying a penny out of pocket. Health is everything, guys. So if you're injured, don't wait. Call Jacob. 844-24-JACOB. You get hurt, get into an accident of any kind, call him at 844-24-JACOB. Remember, guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, my man's going to win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. When you get in an accident of any kind, call them at 844-24-JACOB or visit them online at calljacob.com. All right, final segment of the program. We're turning it over to Lakers basketball. Alan Sliwa, Michael Thompson, then John and Michael will have the call of Lakers Warriors tonight. Don't forget, if you're watching on TV, Spectrum Sports with our friend Geeter and Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller on TNT, sucka. And then in the post game, of course, make sure you check out Beto.
Beto Duran.
Yeah.
So for anybody that may have missed it earlier today, Kevin Harlan surprised the show by calling in. And it was pretty funny, actually, at the beginning of it. You can go back and listen on the...
I thought it was Geeter because we were texting with Geeter and you kept telling him to come to the studio.
Right. And then I said, George, full stop right here because here comes Kevin Harlan. And it was funny at the beginning of the visit, Harlan goes, you know, guys, so many times I'm on the air on sports radio stations around the country. I don't know who I'm on with. I don't know their names. I've never met these people. And he's like, but you two guys, you're my guys. I mean, I worked with Kevin for honestly the better part of the last 15 years between CBS coverage of NFL football on television and Westwood One for Monday Night Football. I mean, I've probably done, I don't know, I'm taking a guess here, 30, 40, 50 broadcasts with Kevin Harlan. We've gotten close, obviously. And George, I know you've gotten pretty close with Kevin as well. But at the end of the visit, when you and I are doing dueling Harlans, we invite Kevin to get involved as a triumvirate, okay, as a tertiary version.
No, he's not a third level player. We're the third level. One of us is the third. He is the top. He's the biller. He's the top billing person.
Well, when you taught me the word tertiary and you said it's beyond one and two, I just thought I'd try and
like
use it.
It's the third level. Like, okay. It's the third option. Yeah, okay. He's not the third option. But he's not tertiary.
But here's what happened.
You or I are tertiary.
Right, but here's what happened at the very end as we're doing dueling Harlans for Kevin. He jumps in and he goes right to the tippy top of the dueling Harlans when he said this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
But then after that, he says, hey, now, George, you work with Mike Breen, you know?
I do.
And I think he gave me the drive on you because of my relationship with Kev. And he's like, does Mike Breen do that for you? Now, it is incumbent upon you, George, to take that clip, to send it to Breen, and tell Breen that he now has to come
no,
on the show.
No, but we need also the part where he says, does Breen do this for you? Because right.
That's on the social clip I sent you guys.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, it's important. Yeah. Now, Breen has to come back, and he has to do where you throw a bang on me.
That didn't sound right.
Well, that's his
yeah,
term,
yeah.
Right? Bang.
No. He doesn't. Yeah. He calls. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. The way you said it, though, it's phrasing, Cappy. Phrasing.
Okay. Well, you need to do the bang, or he needs to do the bang.
The horse.
There's going to be some banging going on with Breen. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I don't know if the Lakers have an ABC game coming up, do they?
Well, there's only a couple left.
Yeah,
here.
That's the thing. It might be have to, maybe during the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get a hold of Breen and let him know that he is now number two.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. You got this game tonight against Golden State on TNT. You get the game on Friday at Memphis.
I'm doing the eighth seed Western Conference play-in game on ESPN Radio. That's okay. April 19th, which mm-hmm. is next Friday.
Friday. Got it. Mm-hmm.
And if it's an ESPN game and Breen is doing the game, maybe I'll bring him. Maybe I'll do what I've done in the past where I chime in from the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have Breen do it with me while I'm on the headset.
Ooh, I like that. That's
if
good.
He's doing the game.
Okay, I like that idea.
I can ask. We'll see,
I do like that idea. Hey, another idea I really like.
Because remember, we had Kevin Harlan on hours before the game, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, one other idea I really like, and I just want to send this out there. DeAndre, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to all your pals, okay? Yeah. If you are a young man between the ages of 19 and 38 years old, and you have the ability to work in Los Estados Unidos, you can make up to $1,500 a month. Now, that's a lot of money, okay? That's a serious amount of money because, listen, it's expensive out there. Rent costs a lot of money. Food costs a lot of money. Gas costs a lot of money. If I told you you can make $1,500 a month for doing what you're doing in your private time at home for free, wouldn't you want to do that? The answer is yes. You can help other people create families and live out their dreams. All you have to do is apply at spermbank.com. Yes, I said spermbank.com. And if you're a 19-year-old guy to 38 years old and you're healthy and you can become a sperm donor, bro, you can make $1,500 a month. All you have to do is apply at spermbank.com. George, you're too old, so forget it.
Yeah, I know. I'm past the age limit. By the way, we have breaking news. Anthony Davis will not play tonight.
Oh, come on, man.
Darvin Ham says on Anthony Davis, quote, he showed up to the arena trying to play, but he just couldn't get over the headache and nausea from the head injury, I guess, he took the other day.
See, I told you he wasn't poked in the eye. Wasn't an eye injury. Maybe he's got a concussion.
Well, he says he's not in concussion protocol.
Okay, well, then he doesn't have a concussion.
But that is the latest, and I'm sure Sliwa and Michael will have more. So
Come on, man.
Cappy, you know, I feel like we dropped the ball a little bit. You should have come on this Bristol trip with me because I feel like we could have done a lot of great social content with you just, like, trying to hobnob here in Bristol.
True. However, I'm glad I didn't go on this trip with you because Megan Thee Stallion and me are going to hug it out tonight at the Laker game.
Okay. Well, enjoy your Travis Scott's. Great job, Lindsay, DeAndre. Thank you to Kevin Harlan for stopping by. Great job, Cappy. Excellent work as always. Lakers basketball is up next. We'll talk to you mañana. See you.